So Mitzshem today we'll be going through the last three of the practical applications. And again, I'm just sharing stories of Marmikomis from the Sefer. None of these are my own Marmikomis whatsoever. So practical application number 8. Here's the story. Again, each time I'm just reading the story and then going to speaking out what he writes here in the Marmikomis. So story 8. Joe has made himself a serious nuisance to the community. While he's never actually touched anyone, he's responsible for costly, annoying property damage suffered by many angry residents. Does reporting him qualify as forbidden Masira? So the potential heter over here to report this Joe who's causing property damage would be heter number 3, which was a persistent troublemaker. We said that according to the Mechaba and the Rambam, it's mutter to report a public nuisance to the authorities with the understanding that they'll punish him. But we did quote that it's going to be Asa if he was just harassing an individual. But as we've already said, it's not clear how far this heter extends. You know, what exactly is the definition of a public nuisance? And therefore, even if a Beis Din can't put an end to Joe's ongoing damage, it's still not clear whether it'll be mutter. We see this. Again, but according to the Tzitz Eliezer, it's certainly going to be fine. But because he says there's no problem in reporting in an enlightened government. But based on the Moshe's teshuvah regarding Moshe, then it's possible that he would have said that it's Asa to report this person. Remember, we mentioned that according to Moshe, there was a thief who robbed in a shul, and which was also a type of financial damage to the community. And Rav Moshe did not differentiate between a one-time offender and a habitual troublemaker. He seemed to say, overall, since they're going to impose a punishment which is not mandated by the Torah, then in such situations, they should not be reported. So it would very, very likely it would differ from case to case. So, and the specific circumstances may be very important. For example, how many people have suffered from this Joe? Was he warned? Did he ignore the warnings? What sort of punishments are the courts likely to give? Are there any other available avenues to try and stop it? So that is regarding that question, which as we mentioned, is not so clear because it's difficult to define what a public nuisance is. So we're now going to go to number 9, where it's a much clearer psak. So Avram's son was sexually molested by a member of the community. It then turned out his son was not the first victim. Was he permitted or perhaps even obligated to report the abuser to the police to protect his own child and others as well? Very clearly, not just permitted, but actually required to be reported. The Sma says this was part of het number 3. We saw the Sma said in head number 3 that it's permitted to report another Jew who's physically abusive, even if it was only to one individual, as opposed to just being a public nuisance that's got to be public. And the Tzitz Eliezer said that sexual abuse is even worse than physical abuse, and therefore one would be required to report him. He's not only, and especially because he's not only harmed an individual, but is a potential threat to other members of the community. And final one for this part, before we basically summarize the inyan, number 10 is Rabbi B, let's call him, had served jail time because of related to a tax evasion on the part of an institution. When called upon by a grand jury to testify against others involved, he refused even when threatened with a second jail sentence. Was he right to refuse? Or was he permitted to disclose the information requested by the authorities? So the answer is over here. There's no one answer. As we've already seen, we've already mentioned this a few times, the Ramah says that technically it is mutter to inform on a non-Jewish creditor that his Jewish debtor plans to flee, which is the same as evading the debt. Nevertheless, the Ramah says that although there's no problem with San Masira, but there's a problem, there's other problems, and that the informer would actually be responsible for any additional damages which have been incurred beyond the actual debt. This is in Chosha Mishpat, Shin pay Seif Yud Beis and the Shach there in Is Samach Aleph. Another factor should be considered is the Chilul Hashem, potentially. So, Lemaisa, according to the Rambam and Mechaba, where there's Dina the Machusa, Dina, then they say, then a country where Dina the Machusa, Dina would apply, then it is legitimate for the government to fine a tax violator by basically taking, they speak even double, triple, even 100 times more than he originally owed, even to the point of confiscating his property. But even though it might be justified, as we see from the Ramah, the fact that the government can impose it doesn't mean that it's mutter to report it. And in fact, in Teshuvas van Hagas, Chelik Gimel, Rabbi Moshe Stenbuch paskens that if informing to the authorities would mean that he's going to have to pay more than he actually owed, or he'll be imprisoned, then it's going to be after to report him. Amit Shem, next time we will finish off with the inyan of whether it's okay for a person to work for the government, and then finish this very interesting inyan. Again, we're not taking halacha l'maaseh from here, but we are just sharing interesting mamakomus, and opening the conversation.